Good morning, a Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Well, this week we've got reaction both from the banks and small businesses to something called the Paycheck Protection Program rollout. Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, the Paycheck Protection Program is part of the $2 trillion federal stimulus package, and it offers companies and nonprofits with fewer than 500 workers a low-interest loan to cover a few months of payroll and other expenses. Companies are able to apply through their bank, and most of the loan will be forgiven if the borrower retains its workers and doesn't cut their wages. Some banks and businesses have had more trouble than others getting the loan submitted over the course of the week. John Burmaster of First National Bank of Scotia was frustrated with the rollout. The bank was able to start processing loans last Saturday night, more than 24 hours after the loans became available. His employees worked through the weekend, filling loans for customers desperate for relief as many of their businesses have been shut down. Burmaster said the bank was able to process around 30 loans through Monday morning, but by that afternoon, the U.S. Small Business Administration website and server had crashed, he said. Other banks and business owners reported no issues with their applications. Ruth Mahoney is the market president of KeyBank in the capital region and said within a few days, Key had processed thousands of applications and billions of dollars in requests were online. She described the program as incredibly powerful in helping to prop up businesses and allow them to pay employees over the next 2 months, while also admitting the program isn't perfect. Other banking executives say they're trying to figure out the program as they go while helping customers get their applications processed quickly. Guidance for the program was released the night before the application window opened. Unfortunately, not everyone who needs it will be able to take advantage of the program. If a business owner doesn't have a banking relationship established, there's less of a chance they will be able to find a lender willing to work with them because many banks are not taking on new customers due to the high demand of the loans. And restaurants, some of the hardest hit businesses, won't be helped by this program. In order to have the loan forgiveness, you have to maintain your staff and not cut wages. Many restaurant owners who have had to drastically reduce or eliminate staff say it's just not likely that they'll be fully back open in just a couple of months. The PPP loan requires headcount to be the same as pre-coronavirus shutdown levels, 2 months after the loan originates.
We've been speaking with Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read this and more at albanybusinessreview.com. Melissa, stay safe. We'll be back with you next Friday.
You too. Thank you.